10:22. Welcome back to the Morning Meeting, News Talk 1400 KFRU. Simon and Renee here with you. And we're going to go on a little virtual adventure, or at least we're going to hear about that. One right now.
Yeah, Janet Moreland is with us. And Janet, nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you on the program. Some people may be familiar with your mission, but we're going to fill in a bunch more people on your mission. And that is that you are planning to paddle the Missouri River from its source.
Correct.
Right, that well, ultimately to the sea, right?
Yes, to the sea in 2014. I only have time to go down to St. Louis this year. It's 2,600 miles.
So you're going to, the plan then this year is to go from the source to St. Louis.
Correct.
And then at some point then when you pick up the rest of the journey, you'll start again in St. Louis,
I'll
right?
start in St. Louis in 2014 and go on down to the Gulf of Mexico.
How long have you been paddling?
I've been paddling, maybe 1994, and windsurfing before that in
really?
San Francisco. So.
Oh, so you've gone from windsurfing in the ocean to paddling the rivers.
There's no
yes.
opportunities for windsurfing around here, probably.
No, I had to change the boat.
Yeah, you'd have to change the boat. So how did you get started in paddling? How did you get started in the kayak or the canoe?
Well, when we moved out from California, we immediately bought a canoe down in southwest Missouri because of all the creeks and rivers down there. So when I came up to Columbia in 1996, after a few years when I discovered the Missouri River was right in my own backyard, I went out and bought a couple kayaks, one for my daughter and myself, and jumped in the river.
Some people would say jumping in the river is not exactly the best thing to do, at least those of us who have grown up near the river.
If you're in a kayak, you're all right, though, I think. But you have to know what you're doing. So first of all, what's the difference between a kayak and a canoe? What is it?
A canoe is more open, doesn't have a rudder. It's you paddle with one paddle on either side, and a kayak has a double-bladed paddle. It's a lot of times has a closed surface on mm-hmm. it. And you're a little closer to the water, and you have two blades, so it makes it.
And they're quite a bit faster, right, kayaks?
I think so, yes, yeah. yes. And not quite as affected by the wind as canoes are. They can be hard to deal with in the wind.
They seem a little more low profile than a canoe. They sit
right.
closer to the water or more in the water, one of the two.
That's right, that's right.
So is this an idea then that's been brewing in your mind for a long time, or has it just been more recently, like you just go in and you know, paddle the Missouri River and go on sort of day or afternoon excursions?
Well, there was a gentleman who came down who wrote the book, The Complete Paddler. He came down in 2005 when I was doing a little Saturday morning breakfast thing at Cooper's Landing.
Yeah.
And he came down from Montana, and I just was amazed that the Missouri River started in Montana.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool, and I thought, wow, if he can do it, maybe I can do it. And so that the seed was planted with Dave Miller, and then recently it was watered by another Miller, Norm Miller, who has a Facebook paddling page, Missouri River Paddlers, and I was giving them a little bio about myself and how I'd like to do the Missouri River sometime. And he said, well, you'll probably be the first woman to do it solo. So
cool.
That was the challenge I needed to say yes.
Now, there's always the conversation about floods and drought. And have you looked at that? I mean, is the river in okay shape for you to make this trip? And what other obstacles will you encounter along the way?
The river is in okay shape. There were a lot of gentlemen that came down the river last summer, and I made them all stop at Cooper's Landing, and I talked to them and picked their brains. And just 2 years prior, in 2011, of course, we had a flood year, so yeah. the conditions were extremely different. One, very high water last year, very low water. So I think with all the information I've gotten from those who've gone before me, I can adjust accordingly, depending on what happens this year.
Now, where do you stay at night when you are traveling? Because obviously you don't travel at night.
I may be traveling at night. There are approximately 12, give or take a couple lakes. And one is 178 miles long. Another is 230 miles long in flat environment with high winds that can come up at any time. So if I have a moon or a reflection from city lights and the wind is calm at night, I will jump in my kayak and make some miles that way. So, but I'll be camping, lots of camping.
And so have you scouted then? Have you gone all the way up to where the river starts up in Montana? Have you scouted where you're going to start and any of the locations yet?
I have done virtual scouting. Mm-hmm. And there are two gentlemen that started from the source, one from Australia and one from England this last year. In fact, one gentleman from Canada I met. Australia, he did not go from the source. From Canada, he's about ready to get to the sea today, I think.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, he's been on the river since June.
So he's down in New Orleans.
He's down New Orleans, yeah, a little bit past New Orleans. So
he's been in since June, huh?
Yes. So the other guy finished in September, so there's two different styles there. But yes, I've talked to them, Rod Wellington, extensively about the source.
So Brower Spring, Montana, right? That's where you'll start. That's where the Missouri River source is.
Yes, it'll be covered with snow. It's at 8,800 feet in elevation. Wow. In the Centennial Mountain Range. Right at the Continental Divide. So Norm Miller and I will be skiing in to get to the source. We'll have our GPS.
You ski in to get to the source?
We'll ski in. Mm-hmm.
Where's your kayak at this point?
Are you towing
it? No, you can't kayak really from the source.
I see.
It'll be seven miles down from the source, Hell Roaring Canyon, Hell Roaring Creek. And then it opens up. There's a chance that the creeks and lakes at the very top will be frozen. So I have a plan B with a bicycle that Clunk Bicycles built for me. And the road goes right along the waterway. So until the waterways are feasible for me to put my kayak in, I'll follow it in a different way.
Now, you have a website and a Facebook page. Will you be updating with photographs? Because for many of us who've either lived along the river or rely on the river for various things, whether it's the Mississippi that the Missouri feeds or the Missouri itself here in mid-Missouri, we've, grown up near it, been subject to its whims. We'd be curious to see where it all begins. Do you plan to post pictures?
Oh, absolutely. As much as I possibly can, I do have a solar charger to keep my laptop and my cameras and my iPhone charged up. But it won't be until I can get to a town or a restaurant or a bar that has Wi-Fi. And then hopefully I'll have my journal all typed up and my laptop, and I'll be able to upload everything in the minimal amount of time. So, yes, and as often as possible.
Janet Moreland is with us. She is planning a trip to be the first woman to navigate the Missouri River from its source all the way ultimately down to the sea, starting by going from Montana to